for me, when I think about media reporting about trans people, I still see a lot of reporting with the traditional transsexual discourse, which it plays into a number of things that make it so that cis people can feel okay about hearing a story about a trans person. So those are like things about like, oh, this person moved since a very young age and they want to transition, quote, fully, whatever that means, but that's how they report it. And they show people who've transitioned from, say, male to female, which plays into a binary system that we've already linked up with, and that we continue to perpetuate in society. Whereas that's not the story for most trans people. Not all trans people know by the age of 4 that they don't identify with the sex they were assigned at birth. There are people who transition in their 30s because it's a brand new thing for them. And I think stories like that often go untold because people can't fathom or lock that type of story down, or it just seems too far-fetched and people don't believe it. So I think media doesn't necessarily go there per se, because I think that's definitely an area that's lacking currently in media. So I think moving forward, exploring trans identities that are not within that binary system, so not someone who, say, just a trans male or a trans female, but what about those who identify as non-binary, like with gender queer, gender fluid, or who don't identify with any gender? So I think those are more of the stories that need to actually get some focus and attention. In terms of how people are reporting, it often seems as though there's always a need for like some sort of background about like, oh, this is how this person figured out their identity as a trans person, and these are the validating figures, or like from a young age, Pina knew da 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 da, and then transitioned at what age, and then how long, or like what stage of transition people are at. I think focusing on those aspects really puts an emphasis on the person's body exuding their gender and not the internal personal struggles that might go along with what it means to be trans. So I often think, especially for trans feminine folk, too much emphasis is put on the body. So I think moving forward, having reporting done about, say, like trans issues, rather than focusing on those bodies is very important. But yeah, I know there's been media reporters who won't use pronouns like they instead of he or she, and they hide behind the mask of, well, it's not grammatically correct. But the fact of the matter is, it is grammatically correct. We do that for pluralisms, plural situations. So there's no reason that we can't still use that pronoun, but just in place of one person. So that just might be my opinion. I'm not an English major. I don't know everything there is to know about English, but you can use those pronouns and just be respectful in a way when you're reporting about something, you know? So you wouldn't report, say, the Canadian Nurses Association and say, well, you know, it's not really an association, so we're going to say it's Canadian Nursing, collaboration. But that's changing what you're reporting, and it's no longer authentic. So I guess those are the main things that come to my mind when I hear that question.